And I just want to tell you a little bit of something about the Lord's provision. You know, we've had guys that have wanted to be missionaries so bad and want to go to the field, and they hung out. You know, they say, well, if I'm going to be a missionary, I need a wife, you know. So they wait around for a wife, and I mean, it's happened more than once in our church. It's happened more than twice. It's happened more than three times. It's happened more than, probably right around four. They can't get a woman here to save their life. But don't worry. You just follow God's command and go, and she'll be waiting for you over there. You know, I don't know what that's an indictment of, but, you know, it is a sad thing that there aren't women falling all over each other wanting to marry a missionary. You know, that should be a good deal, but for a lot of women, it's just not a high priority or whatever. So, you know, we thank God for women that have decided to marry missionaries, pastors that have decided to be part of the work, because I guarantee it's not an easy work. But we thank God for these women and for their faithfulness and for their willingness to be a part of the ministry. And Audie Kincaid is one of them, so just come on up.
Hi. I'm happy to be here. Well, not here, but but here. I'm really glad to be part of this church. I thank the Lord for all I have. I like the part in my life. I'm wife and missionary and now mom. I love that part. I would like to tell you something that happened about 2 years ago. We had just recently moved to Puebla, and we had a dog named Rafa. And one day when we were walking with him, one of the neighbors came to us. Came to us and start playing with the dog. So he asked to us, how's his name? And we say, Rafa. And he say, that's my name. And we say, so that's how Rafa meets Rafa. So now I want to talk Rafa men, not the dog. He is a carpenter, and one day we need to sell a table. So we talked to him, and he sold it. For a while after that, we will go by sometimes and visit him. One day, he asked Stephen why he was in Mexico. And Stephen told him, I preach the gospel, and I teach the Bible. And Rafa said, that he had a Bible, but he never read it. So Stephen offered him to this, and he said, yes, can you come tonight? So Stephen said, of course, yes. So Stephen started studying with him, and that it encouraged me when I saw how exciting he wants to learn. And he came to all the meetings, and he would write down all the questions he had. He came to all the meetings, and he would write down all the questions he had, and the chapter of the Bible in his notebook. And just before we come, he told us that he had believed in Jesus, and he was saved.
Amen.
Sometimes it seems like we will never see fruit, but when it happens, it's worth the wait. The Lord is always working in people's hearts, even when we can't see it. What a blessing it is to watch this happen. I thank the Lord for this opportunity He has given to me, giving me to serve Him as the wife of one of His servants. I give thanks to God for the co-works that He has put put us with John and Karen, Lauren. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not only family, but friends too. I have really been able to see the great mercy of God, how He changed lives. The way He works through our missionary is only one part of the team that is necessary. I think the missionaries need wives. I think the missionaries need wives that will love them, take care of them, and spoil them. Another important need for the missionaries are people who spend and invest money by giving offerings to support and also to pray that God will make this work possible. Give them grace to our labors. I would like to read one verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. I have planted, Apollos garden, but God gave them grace. I want to see God move in Puebla, so I ask you, brothers and sisters, please don't forget that together we are a workforce, unity, true real labor and prayer, and the Lord will bless him work with fruit. One day I pray that there will be a big church in Puebla that repeats what they have learned from Christians like you, and that when the times come, they also can send all their own missionaries. I know that this work is possible thanks to the blessing of God and, of course, the offerings and prayers for y'all. So thank you, and my pleasure.
Amen.